Okay, so besides, you know, having a product that has good music and, you know, giving the fans something great to listen to, what's something you really want to see happen as a result of this album's release and its reception?
What I want to see is a continued growth in the fan base and a continued spread of the music. What's most important to me is to get the music to everybody that we possibly can. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, I think that this is the absolute best work that Tech has done thus far. I think it's the best work that we've done production-wise. I think it's the best work that we've done from an art aspect. I think it's the best work that we've done from a feature aspect. I think that everything that we've done with this album is exceptional. And I'm not just saying it because it's the newest, right? Because what I did when we finally finished this thing last week and got all the pieces put together, I went in and I evaluated it by listening to it multiple times. I then took the time to take it out of the player, go back to the past albums. I went back to all sixes and sevens. I went all the way back to honestly, I went all the way back to Angelic. Mm. I went to Angelic, and then I did Absolute Power. Then I took and I listened to a few of the Collabo pieces. Then I also went in and listened to Everready. Then I went in and listened to Killer. Then, so I went back and said, okay, are we progressing? Is the music getting better? How does it compare with past work? And trying to put it on a level playing field so that I can do an honest A-B comparison, it blows it away. And that's saying a lot, because I think All Sixes and Sevens was a great album. I think Angelic was a great album. However, sonically, it's nowhere near what we do today. Musically, sonically, you know, the sounds, the production, the level of production, the transitions between songs, the content, especially the features. You know, the features, we try not to do too many features, but the ones that we do fit in perfectly. And it's just the best work that has been done thus far. And everybody else that's had an opportunity to actually hear the music also agrees. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very, very positive thing. And so what I expect is for the music to touch more people. I expect more people to get turned on to Tech N9ne, to Strange Music. And I expect the fan base to grow immensely off of the album release. These songs are too big not to be heard by the masses.
Okay. Now, is he still pulling new tricks out of his sleeve? It seems that every time he's found a new way to blow your wig, he finds another way, and I don't know how he does that.
I think that what you're going to hear on this is some stuff that he hasn't really done before. Okay, so there's some music on here that is different.
Uh-huh.
You know, the title Something Else is meaningful because there's a lot of music on this particular album that Tech hasn't done before. He's letting you inside even further into some things on music on a song like I'm Not a Saint. Is he's really letting you on the... I can't even believe he recorded the song because it's going to fuck him up personally. But he went ahead and recorded it and said some stuff that I think is super revealing that I'm shocked that he did. You know what I mean? And then in addition to that, he did some stuff with the opening track. You know, if you go back and listen to the opening track, Industry is Punks, that was such an aggressive song, right? And he starts this album off with that same kind of aggression, except this time he's got doing the hook, and it's just and by the time you get to the third verse, you don't think, you know, you listen to verse one, verse two, and both the hooks, you're like, okay, this is really fucking dope. Then when you get into verse three and you hear these heavy guitar riffs, it's some other shit, man. It's like, it's really, really fucking cool. And it's aggressive and it's angry. There's definitely some more rock influence in pieces of this album. There's definitely stuff that's just straight hip hop, straight rap music, right? Better than what most of the rap music is out there. No offense to anyone. But there's also some rock influences because, you know, that's a big part of Tech. And there's a ton of innovative shit. I mean, the one song that he did that I can't really talk about, there's several features on here that I can't quite reveal yet. We won't be able to reveal them until later on this month or the beginning of next month. You know, some publications like Rolling Stone and a couple of other people are going to be doing some really, really big stories on some of the stuff we managed to put together on this particular album.
Obviously, you've known him for quite some time. What is it about him, I mean, as a person that leads to him being able to continue to grow as an artist? Like, how would you connect his character and his ability to keep growing?
I think that I think that he's continually trying to progress. Any artist, you have rappers, you have singers, and then you have artists. You have true, full-on artists and musicians. So I think that the category in which Tech is in is he's a true artist. So he's not just a rapper looking for the next cookie-cutter song that's going to go at radio and it's going to be simplicity, simple sing-along shit. That's not what Tech does. He's looking at a way to try to tell his stories in a way that are infectious, in a way that are relatable, in a way that it's innovative. The music has to be cutting edge, innovative. The wordplay has to be there. And then the actual tracks, the music has to be there. I mean, what other rappers are out there bringing in? I mean, there's very few that are bringing in, you know, the quintets, bringing in strings and violins and all these different things into the music, or doing production that has a variety of different live instrument sounds, that isn't just, okay, here's a track, here's a rapper, put the two together, here's song, go. Fuck that. It's much more of an involved process. And if you look at it, man, I pushed the album 3 fucking times. And I'll let you get to that in a minute, but I think that Tech is going to continue to grow. I think he's a student of this. I think that he'll continue to come up with new ideas. He'll continue to come up with different ways to convey messages, which is the biggest part of his music. And I think that he'll find a way to connect with people, not just for this album, but many albums to come. But he did a masterful job of doing it on this particular album. It's his best work yet, period. It's the best fucking thing we've ever done. So, and that's saying a lot, because we've done a lot of really great shit. I'm just exceptionally excited about this particular album.
Speaking of pushing it back, I know we talked a while ago, and you said it was really important for him to be able to have the time to achieve, like, kind of a level. Mm-hmm. So was it important for you to give him that time? I mean...
Yeah, it was really important, man, because the thing that's, you know, the... part of our curse is the fact that we love the fans so much that we go out there and we try to get in front of them as much as possible, right? But when you're doing that for 200 dates a year, 200 plus shows a year, you're taking 240, 250 days out of a 365 day year and devoting it toward touring. There's not a lot of time to get the creative side out, right? So that's why it took 2 years to get this record done. I mean, we recorded the first song well over a year and a half ago. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, this record we took more time with than ever before. We actually broke it up into different segments in between tours and that type of stuff. Tech isn't the type of artist that can be exceptionally productive on the road as far as recording and even writing. The thing that does happen on the road are the life experiences that give him the thought process and the data and all the input to put together even better songs. I mean, life's experiences are a big part of what Tech's music is. So what he's experiencing out on the tour is definitely important fuel for what it is that he's going to come back and put down. So I think that, you know, as much as I, like I said, it's our biggest curse, man. Being on tour and not having the time necessary to do all the recording that we want to do is why this particular project took so long. And and we try to balance that. But if the demand is there and people want to see Tech, you know, I'll take a bath if I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we don't tour as much as people would like, if we don't go to Denver or Minneapolis or Seattle for a whole fucking year, people will wig out on me. You know, they'll be online like, what the fuck? When are you going to come here? When are you going to come here? When are you going to come here? I mean, it's overwhelming. I'll get thousands of emails like, when the fuck is Tech going to be back in so-and-so? You know, so we try to balance it, man. We try to service the people. We try to get Tech out there to connect with the fans on a one-on-one stage to audience type of situation. Do we do the VIPs unlike anybody else in hip-hop, anybody else in music, really? And we continue to try to have that one-on-one relationship with the fan. That creates a very, very difficult environment in order to get an album done. You understand what I'm saying? So it gives them plenty of shit to talk about, but we don't record when we're on the road. And we had two songs on this album that we recorded on the road, and it was just a couple of verses. Out of this entire fucking masterpiece of an album, we got two verses done while on the road. Everything else was done when he was here back home in Kansas City, or when we went out to Los Angeles and did some recording out there.
But are there going to be different songs available on different bonus versions of the album? Because I know all sixes, yeah. We had iTunes, Best Buy, and there were different songs available on those versions. What's it going to be like now?
You know what, man? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to create a level playing field for everybody, mm-hmm. right? Because oftentimes, man, when we have to do those different versions, it's because retailers are forcing us into the different versions.
Yeah.
You know, this retailer wants this as an exclusive. This retailer wants this as an exclusive. This retailer, you know, they all want their own little exclusive to try to drive traffic to their stores. What I've done this time is I've done a standard version of the album. I then did a deluxe version of the album, which includes this really kick-ass laminate pass that's basically shrink-wrapped to the front of the album. Inside of there, there's also an extra disc, which is a DVD, and it's the making of the album, which is a really, really fucking cool piece. It's a really dope DVD that goes through the making of the entire album. And then in addition to that, the bonus version has three additional songs that the standard version doesn't. So again, you have a standard version, you have the bonus all-access version is what we're calling it, and the standard version just has the tracks along with the standard packaging, and it's a great album. The bonus, again, has the laminate that's on the front of this on the front of the packaging. Then you also have a different cover for that. You also have a DVD, which is the making of, and you also have three additional tracks of music on there. Then, when you go into iTunes, you're going to have, it looks like your choice of either one of those, and there may be an iTunes version with a couple of bonus tracks. iTunes will definitely have an Instagram track that I think will be available on July 2nd or July 3rd. I can't remember the exact date, but there will be an Instagram available for iTunes where they'll get one of the songs off of the record in its entirety for pre-ordering. And then there may be a bonus song or two on the iTunes edition as well. However, we're still working those details out.
Okay. All right. Now, this is kind of a loaded question, but when is Tech ever going to stop rapping? And if he does, what does that mean for Strange Music? Stay tuned for this and much more in our two-part interview with Strange Music CEO, Travis O'Gorman. I can taste it, but can't drink it. I can make it when I think it. Can't mistake it, so distinctive, man. I hate this when I dream it. Can't believe it. I gotta let it go. Oh, it's on for tonight. Hope this wall is ready for a fight. In this hole, I'm reaching for the light. Lot of trades are lost in the night. Why you wanna try to take my bill ticket? I mean, real wicked. I seem real. Live it. I've been filled with it. I mean, Strange Music.